Norwegian Cruise Line banned plastic straws aboard its ships, but offers alternatives for people requesting a straw. Another cruise line, Carnival, says staff members only supply straws upon request for soda or cocktails. I'm Trip Krause with KTOO, and I talk with one grassroots organizer about what that effort means for Southeast Alaska. Alaska's Last Straw wants to eliminate single-use plastics. Organization President Stacy Katas says cruise lines trying to reduce plastic straw waste is good news.
Certainly the tourism industry, you know, has a big impact with the, you know, the more people in town, the more people eating at our restaurants, the more straws that are potentially used. Businesses that we've talked to want to do their part. They just don't know where to start. They don't know how to start.
Juneau-based Amalga Distillery uses paper straws, mostly because it was the cool thing to do. But now, several cruise lines are also taking steps to reduce plastic waste. Katas says local residents have been receptive to reducing straw waste, and businesses want to help while keeping their costs low.
So our first suggestion to businesses is to start the policy of not giving everyone a straw and making them ask for the straw. Then at least you're giving out less straws. And what businesses who have adopted this model have found is that less people do ask for that straw.
Katas says Southeast Alaska has a vested interest in the environment.
We are very close to our food chain here. And being close to the, you know, we're physically close to the fish that we eat. And we're also physically close to that ocean, and it's very easy for our trash to end up in that ocean.
She says everyone can make a difference, one straw at a time. In Juneau, I'm Trip J. Krause.